Welcome to Follow the Sound. I am your host, Brian Kroc. Each week, we explore a different aspect of music, be it concerts, albums, or even just the artists themselves. Today, I'm going back. Last week, we did something new. This week, we're doing something old, but we're doing something that I have loved for many, many years now. We are doing The Band, the self-titled album, to be exact. And as a friend of mine would always say, we strive for exactitude on this show. So The Band is actually something that I came across, not necessarily because of growing up with my father playing tons of great music, of which I do remember. I remembered the songs that are on the album, and I remember the weight and all of that, but I had no idea that it was The Band. You know, you ever know you can like listen to a bunch of songs and then like not fully understand who the actual artist is, and then all of a sudden it clicks into place? Well, I was watching the show Classic Albums, and Classic Albums is a brilliant show where they go through different albums and they do exactly what I kind of do. They go track by track and they go with the artist and they explain how every song was written. And that is just a great, great show. So I'm watching that and they do The Band, their self-titled album. So of course they talk about how the band was formed, how they played for Dylan, when he was going on tour, and, you know, a lot of other little basic things about it. And then they talked about the band's first album, which is, just great album, in and of itself. And then they came out with The Band, their self-titled album. It's got this great photo on the front of the album of the five members of the band sort of standing there, and they're all looking kind of sad, and it's this black and white photo. And I believe they said it was raining that day, too, and so they look really miserable. But, man, is it just a great, great album of this roots rock Americana music, which is even funnier considering that only one of the members was actually from the United States of America. The rest were from Canada. Not that there's anything wrong with Canadians. I love Canada. I plan on going back there as soon as I can and getting myself some more poutine because I love that stuff. So let's get back to this actual album. They put themselves away to record this album in a house in West Hollywood. Yes, great roots rock Americana recorded in West Hollywood, California. And the house was originally owned by, Sammy Davis Jr. And, you know, they set up in this basement right off of where the pool was. And they had all the instruments in this tiny little room facing into the center. And I have never actually seen an album recorded that way before, but I don't know how many takes they would have had to do, but I swear they capture something so magical on this album that you just can't do with, oh, let's just record the guitar part today. Let's just record the drums today. Let's just record the vocals today. It's like, it was so nice to hear them play live as a band on this album, basically live on this album. But one of the things that I also really liked about this was that they would take turns singing the songs with different lead singers to see who actually was sort of doing it best and which one sounded really good. And then that's the one who would get to sing the song, because in the band, everybody was super talented. It wasn't just that they were musicians. It's like they were musicians and they could sing and they could play different instruments. It's like, in all honesty, it's like a super group of unknown people. And this is what they produced. So let's go ahead and get into the album. And I hope you love this as much as I do, because frankly, this is one of my top 10 favorite albums of all time. So let's get into it. First song on the album is called Across the Great Divide. Standing by your window in pain, pistol in your hand. And I beg you, dear Molly girl, try and understand your man the best you can. Across the Great Divide. go. This fast swing feel of a song. And it's great guitar part, bass part, a little horn part in the background. Levon Helm playing the drums. It's like, just, I'm sorry. I cannot speak more highly of this band. Oh, man, it makes me so happy to listen to it. All right, so that one was sung by Richard Manuel. He has such an incredible voice, actually. It's not a super strong voice, and it sounds like it's about to break whenever he sings, but man, does he just express himself very well. But on to the next song, Rag Mama Rag. I love this song.
Sleeping bag, but all you wanna do for me, mama, is rag, mama, rag. There's nowhere to go. Rag, mama, rag. Come on, rising up the boat.
So there's Levon Helm. Singing that song, Levon Helm also playing drums, and I don't know, man, I love the way Levon Helm sings. I love the way he plays drums, and one of the things I think is great, you listen to that piano part in the background, it's just so good. I mean, just Garth Hudson on there. And I know he's playing like at least two other instruments on this song that they recorded separately. He's just by far one of the coolest dudes that I've ever heard. Go out and check out some interviews that he does, or just some of the stuff that where it's him talking. And he is an absolute character. And not only that, super talented musician. On to the next one, the most famous song on the album, The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down. I'd be lying if I said I don't sing this song at least once a week.
Virgil Caine is the name, and I served on the Danville train till Stoneman's cavalry came and tore up the tracks again. In the winter of 65, we were hungry, just barely alive. By May the 10th, Richmond had fell. It's a time I remember oh so well. The night they drove old Dixie down, and the bells were ringing. The night they drove old Dixie down, and the people were singing. They went la 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 la. With my wife in Tennessee, when one day she called to me, Virgil, quick, come see, there goes Robert E. Lee. Now I don't mind chopping wood, and I don't care if the money's no good. You take what you need and you leave the rest, but they should never.
Seriously, it's such a great song. Oh, man. I just cannot get enough of this one. I'm not even an actual Southerner. I was born in Southern Illinois. That's where I was raised. But, yeah, I wasn't from the Deep South. And there's something this song, though, that just clicks with me that I love. But on to the next one. When You Awake. That song was sung by Rick Danko. Rick Danko was the bass player of the band, actually, and he had a lot of influence in some of the vocal parts that they did in the background, but this was one they actually let him sing, and I think he did a fantastic job. Up next, another one that made them quite popular, Up on Cripple Creek. Just a fantastic, funky kind of song. Just listen for that organ part in the background and listen to Levon Helm's drums. They just complement each other so well.
When I get off of this mountain, you know where I wanna go. Straight down the Mississippi River to the Gulf of Mexico. To Lake Charles, Louisiana, little Bessie girl I once knew. She told me just to come on by if there's anything that she could do. Up on Cripple Creek, she sends me if I spring a leak. She mends me, I don't have to speak. She defends me a drunkard's dream if I ever did see one. Good luck had just stung me to the racetrack I did go. She bet on one horse to win, and I bet on another to show. Odds were in my favor, I had them 5-1. And that nag to win came around the track, sure enough we had won. Up on Cripple Creek, and she sends me in my spring a leap. She wins me, I don't have the speed, she defends me.
There you go, Up on Cripple Creek, another great funky kind of song. Man, I just cannot stop talking about how much I love this album, can I? Let's move on to the next one, Whispering Pines. It's another one of Richard Manuel's songs. It was written by Robbie Robertson and Richard Manuel, and it's just a great, great song.
Whispering pines.
Man, Richard's voice just gets me every time when this song. And there's such great harmony parts in the background, too. But that is the end of side A for the album. And on to side B. Next song is called Jemima Surrender. That song was written by Levon Helm, sung by Levon Helm, and is sort of a southern rock song. I mean, it's just a fun song. Any song generally written by Levon Helm, though, is a pretty happy kind of song, or at least a weird one. Next one up is called Rockin' Chair.
My whole life at sea, and I'm pushing age 73. Now there's only one place that was meant for me. Oh, to be home again, down in old Virginia, with my very best friend. They call him Ragtime Willie. We're gonna soothe away the rest of our years. We're gonna put away all of our tears. That big rocking chair won't go nowhere. Slow down, Willie boy. Your heart's gonna give right out on you. It's true, and I believe I know. Do. Turn the stern and point to shore. These seven seas won't carry us no more. Oh, to be home again, down in old Virginia, with my very best friend. They call him Ragtime Willie. I can't wait.
Just the fantastic harmonies that they all do together. This song just sounds like it was written while they were sitting on the front porch and somebody set up a microphone. I love it. It's so good. And splitting up the vocals on that one was Richard Manuel and Rick Danko. But up next is Lookout Cleveland. It is a classic rock song if I've ever heard one.
Bye.
it's just great. Robbie Robertson on guitar, sounding fantastic with those effects. And Danko once again on vocals. Up next is Jawbone. It's written by Richard and Robbie, and it's sung by Richard. And such a good song. Richard just killing it on that song. I love that chorus when he's rocking out to those lyrics. Oh, man. But the most interesting thing about that song is that it's written in 6-4, which is not a very common time signature, but it just really, really works. Up next, The Unfaithful Servant. Once again, all these layered sounds underneath it, horn parts and organ and just this great guitar stuff. Man, such a good one. And finally, last song on the original album, not the 2000 reissue bonus tracks, but just the original, King Harvest Has Surely Come.
Corn in the fields, listen to the rice when the wind blows across the water. King Harvest has surely come.
I work for the union, 'cause she's so good to me. And I'm
just fantastic organ work in the background, doing a different rhythm from what the bass is doing, which is doing a different rhythm from what the guitar is doing, which is flowing around the vocals, and Levon Helm just keeping everything together. Man, I love this band, and I hope that you love it too, because it's just a band that deserves all the love in the world. This is a band that is known to musicians and not known in the wider parts of rock and roll history. But every single band that I've heard who plays anything remotely in the vein of what the band played wishes that they were still around to do more concerts. Unfortunately, three of the members have already died. Richard Manuel killed himself, and Levon died just a little bit ago, and Rick Danko died of a heart attack back in the late 90s. And, you know, now it's Robbie Robertson and Garth Hudson, you know, as the last two surviving members. But even last week, we had Kings of Leon. Kings of Leon said if they were going to put together an all-star lineup for a concert, the band would have to be in there. And it's just the way it is. People understand, musicians understand, that there is something really, really special about this group. And I hope that you caught on to that. This has been Follow the Sound. I am your host, Brian Kroc. If you enjoyed the show and you want to help out, go to followthesoundpodcast.com. On the right-hand side, you'll see an Amazon banner. Go ahead and click on that banner. It takes you to Amazon. And from there, you can shop. And you can buy all your favorite albums. You can buy all your favorite movies, all your favorite books, all your favorite whatevers. And we get a little bit of percentage back. It doesn't cost you anything extra. But it does help us to keep producing these kinds of shows here at lineupmedia.fm. So, as I said, this has been Follow the Sound. I have been your host, Brian Kroc. And remember, if you hear it, follow the sound.